Yeah, morning everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And today, like, you know, I said earlier on, we're going to be looking at, we're going to be examining the phenomenon of this new development in the illicit drug industry. And like you know, I like sticking to one resource, whatever, that I'm so sure of. And that's why I'm proudly presenting my former classmate and my party man of life, Dr. Dokun Adegidi Doxi.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy.
You know, in Nigeria of today, it's important for you to identify your classmates and those who know you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you get what I mean. Dokun, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'd like to make a comment, though. I've heard one or two, reactions from people, you know, saying that, isn't it about time we brought some of the candidates here to talk to them? I just don't feel disposed to doing so. The whole elections, the whole process itself is looking like something that I just can't explain. And so I don't, my spirit has not led me to, you know, want to take an active part in what is going on. I don't understand Nigerians anymore.
I feel the same.
And so in the area of politics, not only is my not only am I slightly indifferent, but my spirit is even low. Where some things are so glaring and we condone them, but that's not what we're talking about today, Doc. I just thought I'd tell people that I know I could easily get candidates one by one, come here, come and gaslight us, and then what is the name of this new drug that the NDLEA is warning us about that is supposed to be worse than tramadol?
It's fentanyl.
Fentanyl. What's the street name?
They call it K2.
K2.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, people, generally, it's fentanyl. But at the moment, I'm not too sure what kind of name they begin to call it. But I can tell you for real that if NDLA says they're worried, it must be in Nigeria. It must be in Nigeria. There's nothing. I've said it to people a long time ago that there's no drug available anywhere else in the world that is not in Nigeria.
Wow.
I can bet you. I'm sure very soon they'll begin to get a cachet of where these things are stored.
Yeah, because what we were many, many years ago, we were like a rooting point in the past.
I think that
in
was
the days of Bernard Owo when this same general shot him and some other people to death way back then.
But Jimmy, I can tell you that was when we began to make the error. Because some of us have been saying this thing that if you're a transit nation, not too long you'll be a user nation.
Oh yes, it stands to reason.
Right now we're becoming manufacturing a nation.
Oh really?
Oh, because people, didn't you see the guy that was caught at VGC?
VGC.
Crystal meth. Well, the Unkurumiri that they call in the East, there are many laboratories across this country that NDLA have discovered where they manufacture. And you know, people can do local manufacturing depending on the concoction you want to put together. And so, you know, the one thing that worries me about us in Nigeria is we wait. I'm telling you, if not for somebody like Marwa in NDLA, it will catch us unawares. It will. Because what is done, it has tentacles everywhere. And then so they're trying to flat out. Okay. Not long ago, in conjunction with NAVDA, they found what is called Ascura. Ascura. You know.
Isn't that a car?
No. It's a Kuskura.
Oh, Kuskura.
Because it's locally manufactured, concorded, put it together, and it's already in so much on the street. It's gone from the north to the southwest and it's creeping all over the nation. And there are all kinds.
Well, look, the best I think one can do, given our circumstance, is just to keep advocacy going and
Absolutely.
Talking about it.
Absolutely.
Because if it got to a point where K.G. Hamilton told me that some people were sniffing soaky waste.
Oh, yes.
And sniffing. Are you going to now?
Pit latrine.
Pit latrine.
Gutters that have not flowed for a long time, they pack out the stuff and put fire to it and then they sniff it.
You don't need.
They sniff gum. They sniff glue.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh. So you know that's why it's normally called drug abuse. It's called substance abuse. How do you categorize?
I saw a video that went viral. Mm. A video of some soldiers in Syria alone.
Mm.
He was supposed to be on patrol. And I also saw the same video of some other persons in the United States who had been cracked up. But instead of them to lie down, they keep standing and they're
like
going
zombie.
Back. Yes. So is it the drug doesn't, you don't feel like lying down.
It gets them in an active situation. Probably that drug is called Flaca. The one that you mentioned in America is like powder, like this white powder. It's called Flaca. And what they do is when they take it, they're always in motion. You will see someone run against a moving vehicle and you almost walk through. They're so energized. Even crystal meth can do that. Crystal meth that is now available in America. When people take crystal meth, it may not sleep for 3 days or three nights. It will be active, walking, and it won't even find time to eat.
But this particular one, they're like, it's like sleepwalking.
Yeah, that's why we call it zombie-like.
Yes, zombie-like.
They will just be doing like that. Put them in that kind of perpetual
motion. The video that I saw, this was a soldier with a gun. And they were of course, it was dismissed.
You see, if you speak about that in Sierra Leone, right? What do you talk about our policemen and soldiers here? You think they don't? Don't joke with. You know, I tell people, when they stop you, particularly early in the morning or late at night, obey without...
To the letter.
I'm telling you, because you never know. I've been to joints in Lagos where I saw uniformed people sitting down, caps on the table and shacking up. I mean, this is what it's not, you see, the danger is just that Marwa seemed to have just opened the Pandora box and people are now becoming aware.
But why were the former NDLEA leaders, why were they so inactive, as it were?
You know what the people forget? Watch Marwa, look at his antecedents. There's nowhere you put in that he doesn't single himself out.
Yes, yes.
So it depends on the individual. Yes. You know, many times we put some of these people who just want to glorify the position, and the only thing they want to do is people will say they are this, they are that. They don't really... I met some, with due respect, I met one, it was a DG. Somebody said, you come out and talk. I said, I'm not inclined to talk to you. I said, you will see what I'm saying. We got that this guy had no clue. I'm telling you, because I sat with him for an hour, and I said to myself, and he told me how he got the position. So, of course, what do you expect him to do? One, he has no background in it. A lot of people that worked in NDLEA, they had no background in those, and they have no understanding. And then, so, what do you expect?
But what they're up against.
Yes, but one thing that Marwa had... He came, you know, he was chairman of PASIDA, Presidential Committee on Drug Abuse, before they made him NDLEA. So, he came prepared. He knew his onions. He went around to talk to many stakeholders across the country. And so he had a compendium. So he knows that as soon as he gets there, he will hit the ground running. And that's what we're saying.
What is also worrying now is that he hasn't crept into the elite. But now what you now have is you do have the top elite that includes government officials, top military, politicians. It has now become a social status thing among some of them.
Absolutely. If you see, he hasn't crept to the elite, I'll be shocked. You see, one thing we don't know, because we really don't know. We don't know what we're even looking at or looking for. So we don't expect. Let me give you an instance. If you go to somebody's office and break time, he locks himself in the office, he doesn't come out. And he comes out after you, and then you see him say whether he wants to sleep. What do you think? Or you see a young man carry a bottle of non-alcoholic beverage that has been missed, and he carries it around for like 2 hours drinking. Or you see people just begin to misbehave a little, and we say, no, that is eccentric. If we don't begin to look very closely, and that's why the NDLEA, current NDLEA is saying, why don't we let people get tested? It is then we will know the ramification of the problem we have. I know when...
No, the NDLEA wants our political leaders tested.
Mm.
Tested for what?
No, the thing is, I think it's been misunderstood. Because I listened to one guy who said he's a chairman of PAC or something, saying, why should they be tested? That's political. It's not political. You cannot be a leader and don't lead by example. Walk your talk. When people get tested, what does it, the only challenge that I see that people can raise, if you test me and I'm positive, what next? Are you going to punish me? Are you going to throw me out? Are you going to send me help? So unless we get people to understand that it is not basically to stigmatize or not to throw you off your position, but to find you help. Why do we say students should be tested? If we allow a segment, why do we test pilots?
Yeah.
Why do we test, although we don't think somebody's going to lead our nation or somebody's going to be a political leader should not be tested?
We have to test pilots. So. Ah. we... I know that. Way back then, one or two pilots were known to take a bit of weed and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, but to with this current thing, what is the name of this one you said?
Fentanyl
that makes them very aggressive.
You know,
a pilot with an Airbus in the air.
But Jimmy, you know one thing that others have done very well that we haven't done. The NCAA tested some pilots about 2 years ago. Suspended some.
Oh, really?
They tested positive for marijuana.
You are kidding.
I'm not kidding. It was in the papers.
And for marijuana, maybe, yes.
Oh, you see, people think marijuana, oh, no problem. He's beginning to assume a dimension that we don't have synthetic marijuana. You know, so you see, I believe every important position, anybody wants to aspire to something, should be tested because you must know that. Cognitive capabilities, and not only that.
Are you implying that, for example, political leaders, governors, presidents, whatever, should be tested before?
I think so. It's not for any.
Okay, let me quickly tell my audience that Dokun is a doctor, so he's taking up the stand of the NMA.
No, I'm not sure if NMA has been involved.
Yeah, they did. They've been vocal about it. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We reviewed it about 2 weeks ago.
Let me tell you. Do you remember when Professor Adeoye Lambo, years ago, said anyone that wants to be in position of authority should have a psychiatric examination? You think he's kidding? He's not. And that was then. Look at what we have now. The thing is, look, if we don't begin to lay these things as principles, as policies, it will seem as if it's just to catch some people. No, it's not.
What do we... I'm wondering what the brigadier would be thinking. He's going to have a new commander-in-chief in
next year.
Next year. I wonder if he's bothered that they might not be too... Any of them might not be too disposed to giving him the wherewithal to do the job.
You know, from a little that I know about him,
yes,
I'm sure he's not bothering himself with that. He's only saying, can I get things in position?
Now.
Now, if we get things in position, it'll be difficult to torpedo them no matter what happens. You see, that's the matter of system. It's putting system in place that you cannot just, on the whim, tomorrow throw away.
But you know the kind of powers that, you know, the chief executive wields. If you have a chief executive who is disposed or at the very least is tolerant of these things, the drive would drop in terms of budgeting, in terms of support.
Maybe in terms of support and budgeting, but in terms of the person
there,
it may not drop. It may just become, in another way, find other ways to do the job that he wants to do. It may not. It may be creative ways, but it may then be hampered by funds. But I don't think, for the good of this nation and for where we're going as a country, anybody would try to downplay the issue of dealing
with it. It's killing us.
It is.
Let me say clearly that I have more than zero tolerance for anybody who deals with in these things, having seen the ruin. Having seen the ruin it has brought to some communities and individuals, I think only somebody from the pit of hell will ever get involved in this nasty thing we're talking about.
I like your direction. That's exactly what this administration, NDLA, current administration, is doing. let us deal with those who do the bulk thing, who do the illegal trafficking, who do the manufacturing.
Mm.
You know, these people who use, they are victims.
Hmm.
Some of them don't even know what they're using, particularly the young people. They go to parties, their drinks are laced, the cakes, the brownies are laced. So, innocently, the person takes. Or a student in a higher institution is hungry, is just coming from the hostel, not coming to the hostel from lectures, and he sees his friend eating beans or noodles or something. And so, he doesn't know what has been put in it. So,
yeah, and I also know the good old adage of starting you up on free supplies.
Mm.
You know, once it's spiked in your drink and you are feeling funny, why don't you take this to see if you can, you know, they use it to drag them in. But the also, are you doing, you don't work for the NDLEA. So,
no, I don't.
So you can't speak for them
completely.
But do you know of any advocacy they are doing, for example, with some of our entertainers?
I know a bit. Because one thing that General has done when he came, because I'm one of the members of the Special Purpose Committee, one is decided to do is put a lot of emphasis on DDR, drug demand reduction. And so a lot of that is happening, finding ways of going to entertainment, into media, into different. You know, you can't impose yourself on people.
Yes.
If at the ordinary, you can't even get the politicians to say, we support you in this drive and then do this, it would then be difficult for him to just go to the entertainment, come, let's do this. Unless it has to be in a manner that is collaborative, to let them say, this is what we can do together, maybe an athletic association, this is what we can do there, and all those. I'm sure there's a lot of work in that direction, but he has to tread carefully and also with maturity and how he can make it collaborative.
I mean, because I'm so worried. Marijuana is on the streets anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Day or night. Mm. You know, there's so much marijuana on the streets because at the very least, to be polite, you say some people need to escape the realities of the world, poverty and
that's
so
what they say.
But it has also become the major diet of the elites.
Mm.
You find people in banks, in medical circles, in the military, everywhere, who one or two or three sentences, you're going to say this person.
Oh, yeah. You know,
what do you want? The library is going to say, Odiwakwa.
Odiwakwa. Do you know, over the weekend, I spoke somewhere, and a person came to me, a top person, and said, look, I would like to talk to my boss, so that you can come and talk to us. Because the medical profession and the nursing profession is now, a lot of these people are now beginning to use it.
Wow.
And it's not marijuana. You see, that's the thing that we must begin to know. That
they give you an injection. Sheriff, you better be careful.
You see, because there's a particular one that is very easy for medical personnel to use, injection pentasozine, which is called Fortuin, and you can get it anywhere. And this is usually what is reserved for people who have very severe pains, like sicklers.
Yes.
So it's also becoming a substance of use within the medical community. So the person was saying to me that they will talk to their top people so that I can come and talk to them. And because some of them have been coming for rehab.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Do you have? This is 9:21. So I have just about 3 minutes. So I'll save that question to when we come outside the break. I have Dr. Dokun Adejiji here, and how do I describe you? Okay, we'll take a short break and then we'll be right back.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back. And Dokun is still here, fondly called Doxy. All of you to call him Doxy, he won't mind. He's just like me. So, look at what we have here, Dokun. Tinola Akinola says,
no practice. I'll say, yeah.
Lizard.
It's not happening here. Lizard.
Yeah, I saw him worry. Yeah. That's Tinola Akinola. Thank you very much for your contribution. Wow. Lizard. Yeah. This thing is growing in leaps and bounds.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually becoming scary. Mm. Apart from advocacy, what else? Do you think a draconian law might work?
No, it won't.
When Buhari decided to shoot anyone.
But you know, the thing is, the mistake we make is like what you call a knee-jerk reaction in medicine.
Mm.
Something happens, just... No. You know, that's why the current trend is different. You sit down, you understand the dynamics undergirding this thing. Then it helps you put in place strategic things and not just whims. If you do something draconian, you drive it on the ground. Look at when they banned codeine.
Hmm.
We thought we had done something. I said it was wrong. Because what you have simply done in a nation where you cannot trace anything is to drive it under the table. So you find that today people can still buy codeine, but more expensively.
But some countries have licensed drug users. The thing there is that especially for things like heroin and so on, that they don't want them, they give them free
needles and syringes and whatever.
Can we afford that kind of thing?
No, we
I'm not talking in monetary terms.
Yeah,
now.
No, we can't. We shouldn't. You see, the thing that there are certain things that people do out of expediency also because they don't know what else to do and because of their culture. It's not everything that happens everywhere that seems to work.
That seems to work, yes.
Can work here. No, we can't afford to do that. Then you are giving license to everybody in a nation where you cannot say the number of people who buy paracetamol. And then you then know the number of people you can give needles and syringes.
I think that's a call coming on this. Kekere, that thing is turning. Okay. Is that the whatever now? Hello, morning. We've just launched a new telephone system here. So,
oh, okay.
Yes, so he... Sorry? You can call the numbers. You can call which number? Okay, I didn't know which number. This machine is going to... Okay, let's put on like 0700-993-993-993. And for the ladies and the guys here, 0146-57190.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm a Hebrew on the line.
Yes.
According to the doctor's explanation, I would want him to relate these drugs, irrespective of what they are, to that because before somebody...
To what? I didn't know.
The doctor who wants a lecture on that, once there is not enough nutrient, protein, carbohydrate in the body, the drug go haywire. So when we were in the school, the doctor came to teach us that there might not be need for drug for those who eat healthy food.
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe she wanted to call another station.
Another station. I'm not aware.
It's another program entirely. Right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Well, I get to observe something. Most of the... make sure that we say good for buyers. I tend to think that most of them are even drugged.
Can
share more light with us. I don't want to mention names of these about, but I feel most of these drugs are not.
But I mean, it would be helpful if you mentioned as long as they're not branded names. If you are talking of, is it Agbo Jedi or Agbo this? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah.
That are toxic.
Right. You know, like for instance, I mentioned to you Akuskura.
Oh, really?
Yes, Akuskura. And also, the gentleman is right about what you see around the motor parks, around workplaces where people do exotic work. You see people put things in bottles and then they sell it. It is not specifically the herb they put in it, but it is what they use to prepare it. For instance, many of them, they use alcohol. And one thing that people must know is alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs in the world. And I also like people to know one thing. I won't mention any names. I want to tell them anytime they see a bitter, you know, they sell, they say something bitter, they should read the label. I know. Oh, terrible alcohol content. Some bitters, I don't want to mention them because they're branded. I know two at least that has 42% alcohol content.
Wow.
And they call bitters. Please, when you say those, even the sachet ones, buy them. I have some in my car. The empty ones that I collected, I used to talk. The least you will see of them is 30% alcohol content.
So they're lethal?
They're lethal.
Okay, what percentage is in the other, or what people call hot?
Those ones are high. I mean, those vodkas, all those, they're probably in the 40 and above that.
So the bitters are not any different then? But they
absolutely.
But you see, the person taking the bitters
thinks he's taking something healthy.
Healthy.
And you see, those are the hypocrisy and deceit that is in the system.
But you know, we also have alcohol abuse, though.
Jimmy, look, it is even worse than the regular. You know, let me give you this. In the classification that we try to make simple, there's what you call socially acceptable, which alcohol falls in, and then cigarette. You know, if somebody drinks, you are not likely to look at him in a different way than someone who doesn't, except when he begins to misbehave. But one thing that you will know is this. There is no organ of the body that alcohol does not affect. The WHO now is struggling how to reclassify alcohol. You know why those classifications are difficult? Because of the economic considerations.
Yes, yes.
They make a lot of money. So in now reclassifying, say this is it. That's why they now began to say drink responsibly. Then I asked myself the question, what is responsible drinking? So there's too much to consider in this thing. So the gentleman is correct.
Okay, let me take another caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Oregon.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, I think more advocacy would be okay and more sensitization. Then lastly, sir, I will also subscribe to politicians that are vying for political office to undergo psychiatric tests, because it is abnormal for somebody to even feel what he knows, that in 1 year he will not even exhaust 1/10 of it. So that is my take. This is Pastor Ladi for calling from Religion.
Thank you.
There you are. So we're still, we could start from somewhere though. We could have a policy that starts by testing children in secondary schools.
But they're doing that.
We could have something that says if you're going to take on a job, you should go do a medical test. Does that happen?
Jimmy, there's no company where you go to do pre-employment, they will not screen you for some of these things. So why do we restrict our screening to a particular segment of the society? We do students. There's no university today in Nigeria, particularly the private ones, that don't test students on resumption.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do. Even when they want to on admission, when they've just admitted a new set, they test them. Those are some of the people they send to us for rehab, because they don't want to send them away, which will be destructive and counterproductive. So what they do is send them for rehab. Yeah. And these people have gone back to school and graduated and doing well, living productive lives. So the fear of everybody is, oh, at my level, they test me and I'm positive. What will people say? That's reputational. But that does not help the general society and the general population. We need to put
What are the signs?
Okay. Let me just speak, and I want to be very careful with this. You know, parents have occurred something. If you don't have a relationship, close relationship with your kid, to the extent that you know the nuances of his life, when he begins to do drugs, you are not likely to know because you have never been observant. So if I now begin to mention, if you see this, and then people are going to jump around if I see my son wearing dark glasses in the house, if I see myself, son.
And maybe just as Apollo.
You know, so the thing is, the thing that we advocate, let parents be parents again, let them spend time with their kids to know them. But I can give a bit of signs of what you see. Yes. When you see somebody red, rheumy eyes, discharging eyes, as if it's watering, you may need to. It doesn't mean that the person is doing it, but that's it.
That was an old one.
And also,
eye slits.
And then when you see behavior change, when you see grades drop in school, the person begins to pray truancy and then the dressing is no more.
Isn't being moody also part of it?
Not
withdrawn.
Not necessarily so, because being moody, things could happen. Maybe a bit of depression is setting in, or something has upset the person. Mm. But a constant state of moodiness calls for caution, not necessarily because of drugs. It could be drugs as well, depending on what the person takes. If the person takes something,
is it advisable as a parent?
Mm. To go test your child.
To go test your child, yes, occasionally.
I don't agree like that. What I mean is this, is a qualified agreement. What I mean is this. If you call your child that you are not close with it, I want to go and test you for drugs, you are causing a problem. Because you are causing an internal disharmony in the family. The child becomes recalcitrant and becomes, he may say he doesn't want to do it and you can't force him to do it. Using drugs?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
In such a manner that you don't see any signs.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, of course. It depends on what the person uses. And then also, you know, if you have not warned your child, you may say, this child is not talking, but it's not beginning to call. It's not beginning to talk. It's beginning to get
It's going
to
get active, yes.
Then you need to watch. You see, so it's important that you know your child before you can assume that something
I think, is think. I wanted to call you, Philip. Kekere. I think we need to do it for all our guests who will come here. They should bring a blood sample. Because I think the reason why I asked, where I was leading, is are they usually disposed to being violent?
Oh, some, yes. Depending on what.
Some, not all.
Not all.
It doesn't mean that if somebody is a regular user of drugs, it could be violent.
No. Do you know many of these boys in the joints are not violent? Or in the drug joint where they
okay,
smoke.
Well,
they're not
yes.
really violent. But they can get violent depending on the circumstances.
What's the joint like? Tell me.
You don't want to know, Jimmy.
No, I don't want to know, but I mean.
It's a dingy place.
It's usually dark.
Dark. And then dirty.
Ooh.
I mean, oh yes. You will sit down then regularly. But these boys are comfortable because they don't see any difference anymore.
Mm.
They become so used to it. They say
and
it
will be dark.
Dark. If you go to one around Lagos here.
Yes.
You enter, it's like a warehouse. The only way, sometimes there's light, sometimes there's no light. But the only way you know people are inside, when you see the burning ends of
yes.
joints.
And people in the neighborhood would
they
know.
In the market where they do this thing, where they sell not too far from people sell vegetables. So when they just use it to cover. People know where they sell these things. In communities in Lagos where they sell, they have this joint. They are estates.
Hmm.
They are not in the bush. They are estates within the community. And you see, that's why I say if we don't engage the community, engage homes, and then we will not get a hang on.
Okay, I think I have one or two more callers. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, I greet you.
Hey, Kelvin, how now?
Yes, God be the glory. Doc, I greet you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm worried. My worry is very valid.
Mm.
What will happen after post-Mara? That has been my concern.
Ah.
Do you know the name of the doc? Let me ask you, do you know the name of the head of the drug anti-drug agency in Singapore? Or in America, we don't know them
no.
because the system is working. They have an institution.
Mm.
I know Marwa did fantastically well from 1993 to 1996. I was a full-grown adult when he was governor of Lagos State.
Mm.
We know that. But after Marwa, look at what has happened to NAFDAC after Mrs. Dora Akuri of blessed memory left there.
Yes.
So what will happen after post-Marwa? Because we all keep praising him. Yes, he's a good man, but it's the institution of that agency. What will happen to it after him?
Yeah.
That's my worry.
Thank you, Kelvin. I can tell you one thing, but I'm not particularly 100% sure. He is putting systems in place that will say post-Marwa, you cannot change. But again, it depends on leadership, as Jimmy has said. If somebody comes there and then changes all the
if you have a leader in this country who is tolerant to this or has and understand and tolerant to these things, we are doomed.
Mm. No, I think,
probably be wiped out in 2 years. Because do you know why?
Why?
What you said frightens me now. You now have professionals.
Mm.
Okay, doctors,
nurses,
lawyers,
judges. Oh, yes. There's no profession that is not involved in the substance.
The one of pilots frightens me, though.
Oh, yes. Do you, no, it's not only in Nigeria, Jimmy.
I know.
A few months ago, they found a pilot in a cockpit abroad who was dead drunk. It was 10% over the normal level of alcohol when tested, but it was ready to fly. Hmm. The thing is, look, that's why sensitization and advocacy is so critical. All of us must begin to be aware and begin to be very observant and begin to know. If we don't, just think about the bus driver of a school who goes to pick this student. And then you...
This is frightening.
It should be. What about our personal drivers? Do we know them? Do we know our megad? Do we know our gardeners, our domestic staff? Do we know them? Do we know what they do? If we don't begin to be... You'll find that your child does not need to go out to get the drugs. There are many institutions in this country, universities that I mean, that the students don't need to go out. People in the working...
Yes.
Sell the stuff.
Because really, worldwide is a lucrative enterprise.
It's a lucrative business. And that's why, you know, General Marwan knows something and he says that nobody can exterminate illegal trafficking or substance abuse. But we can mitigate the consequences. We can do things to reduce. We can. I mean, as Kevin said, I'm also worried, but I know that he's doing something that post him. Marwa cannot be there for life.
No.
I mean, we know that Nigeria is a different world.
In fact, we are not too sure about his job this time next year.
I want to believe that he still has some years.
He still has some years, but you don't know where it would be. You don't know
I hope
the
not.
Kind of leadership we'll have.
You see,
might not see
that.
Jimmy,
that is why Nigerians need to be more aware of our political situation. We're too indolent. We're just sitting down there. We don't care. We need to be more involved on who gets something. Do you know we don't care about the chairman? We don't care about local government, whatever. We don't know House of Rep. We just leave them to run cruise.
Cruise, yes.
And then later I'll be whining.
Imagine having a chairman of a local government who is whatever.
No,
who,
the kind of people who will put around him will show you that he does. When you begin to see all this, those guys are instruments of political use. And they know where to get them. They just need to go to the joints and then give them T-shirts and then put them on the street.
Dokun, I think you frightened me enough. I feel the urge to go use Lou again. Okay, Dokun, we got to go. I know you have an appointment later today. Mm. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Always.
Please give General Marwa our regards.
I'll do that.
Excuse me, we'd love to have him here. Mm. It doesn't have to be in person. We can run it on telephone.
No, I'll tell Femi. He's a media person, I'll tell him. And I won't tell him himself.
Yes, we'd like to have him here. We can't stop talking about it. And I'm bringing you... Okay, so today I've been speaking to Dr. Dokun Adedeji, who is a very strong anti-drug activist, to put that somebody. Let me polish up what he's doing. We'll be back again tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, to talk to Old Soldier and his colleagues. Get your handkerchief out, your handkerchiefs out. The last time I spoke to them in the studio, I was rattled for about 2 days, though. Our soldiers who have been practically abandoned. Mm. And, you know, they took me through what it was like. For example, telling me that they couldn't even take off their uniform and their shoes sometimes for 7, 8, 10 days. We're going to let them attack from going to this place, but you have to go by foot with the tanks coming behind. It was a gory thing. Yet, at the end of the day, you bind them to the Philistines when they left the military. They were still waiting for their allowances and so on and so forth.
Jimmy, that's a natural.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go. I've had enough. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And so we'll see you all tomorrow. What's Up Lagos comes on next. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.